Welcome. Let's join best-selling author Fred Kuhn as he interviews our next guest expert.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Our subject is job and career transition, and our guest is Denise Hemphill. Denise is president of Confident Career Moves, LLC. She is a doctor of pharmacy from Purdue, but she also holds 5 prominent career certifications with a number of organizations. Please read her bio on our website. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
Well, our topic is job and career transition. So there are some challenges when one changes jobs or careers. Denise, why don't you lay those out for us?
Well, some of the common challenges are the fact that someone may not be happy in what they're doing, but they have no idea of what it is they would like to pursue. So it's a matter of trying to figure out, what do I do next? Some other clients have an idea of what they want to do, but don't know how to go about moving into that area. And then lastly, one of the major, major challenges is when the change is not initiated by the person, which is to say there is a significant life event, potential layoff, or even, unfortunately, termination. So that adds additional challenges. Now you're trying to figure out what to do, and it was unexpected.
So let's break those down. We start with, they don't have an idea of what they want to do. So what are one or two ways they can address that uncertainty?
Well, the main thing that needs to occur at that time is the personal reflection and assessment. It's time to step back and say to yourself, okay, well, what do I like to do? You know, you can do that in an open-ended fashion. Just take a piece of paper and jot down some things that you want to do. There are official assessments that can be given to help jog, you know, some thoughts. A lot of times it's very important during a career transition. Now is the time to think outside the box. And sometimes we need a little prompting, exercises, et cetera, to help us think outside the box. But what do you like to do? Now, secondly, you know, just because you like to do something, you know, are you good at it? Is it something that's going to be viable for you to sustain your living? And so, you know, then it's a matter of what do you do well? You know, what are you good at doing? The same thing, you know, the open-ended question, take some time, take some personal reflection, and write down, what are the things you're good at? What does your boss praise you for? What do your coworkers tend to praise you for? So that's always helpful. And then the last and the most important thing is to reflect on what is of value to you. For some people, it is a substantive income. For other people, it may be work-life balance. Some people can relocate without a problem. Others are very restricted to their current location. So that's another thing and one of the most important factors that helps drive the process.
So the second was, you've got a couple of choices, you're really uncertain. How do you work with that?
Now, for people who have an idea, that's half the barrier that's removed, but you still have some of the same issues in regards to, you want to be able to still manage your work-life balance or that thing that's valuable to you. So say you know which sector you want to go into, you still want to be true to your values. So we still have to do a little assessment, not as much. But then it's a matter of research, 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 research. We have to gain research into the potential areas that one is interested in.
Does that mean research of the companies or the industry? Or I have some ideas, but I want to hear yours too.
Right, all of the above. In particular, it's a matter of trying to find out about that particular position. Let's just say, for instance, you know, you're an accountant and you're tech savvy, and so you want to see if there's a way to merge accounting and IT together, just hypothetically. It's a matter of, you'll need to kind of start from the ground up to say, what companies are out there doing those types of things? Are there particular people who are already doing those types of positions? How do I get in contact with them? How do I get information from them? So, and again, it's about learning the necessary tools. Google, obviously, is, you know, who can Google? We can always ask one of the search engines, but sometimes it's helpful to draw down to more specific career-based databases to assist. LinkedIn is another place to find valuable information about who's working where, what they're doing, what their background is, and the opportunity to reach out to those people for additional information. So just trying to get the potential career changer the necessary tools to help make their final decision.
That also would be research. If you determine that there's a particular company that you want to work for, a series of companies, doing research on the people that you think you might report to. What's that hierarchy chain look like? What are those people's backgrounds? What are their education? Is there anything out there on them saying they're ogres or they're nice people? I mean, there's all sorts of research one can do. And it all inures to your benefit as a job seeker if you are able to incorporate that into your discussions and your letters and your stories that you tell with those individuals. Yes. You said that the third barrier or challenge was the unexpected. You know, you got fired. They had a reduction in workforce. Your wife had cancer, or your husband had cancer, or your whatever the situation may be, there's a trauma associated with it. And so how do you approach that, Denise?
Well, I think the most important thing is to help people to remember, you know, life happens. And so it's a matter of knowing that, you know, you're not alone and there are plenty of resources out there to help. I think one of the main things is to really just become aware of what's going on and some of the processes of change. If you will allow me to kind of use an analogy, there are basically about 6 stages of change, any change, and in particular, certain stages become a little more prominent when the change is unexpected, as we mentioned. The first stage is loss. So during that first stage, you may be fearful, you know, just kind of paralyzed, not knowing what to do next. Now, then the second stage is doubt. You know, you may be skeptical of what's about to happen. There may be some feelings of resentment still going on. And then the third stage is actually discomfort. You know, it's not comfortable being in this state of unpredictability. So there may be anxiety, confusion, and you just may not be productive. So basically, when you look at this half of the change cycle, this is the half that is very uncomfortable. And if we don't really address it, someone can get stuck. So we want to try to move to our change. So then we want to move into stage 4, which is discovery. We want to start being resourceful, doing information, finding out what we can find out. And then the fifth stage is understanding. So as we do research, we'll get better understanding of what's going on, what our options are. We can build a little confidence once we have a better understanding. And then that last stage is integration or implementation. You have all this information, you have some ideas, and now it's time to implement. It's time to act so then we can get to that ultimate change. So when someone has had an unexpected event, the trauma, the loss, like you mentioned. And so you may need to bring an additional team member in. You know, you may need therapy or some other type of emotional support as you do your job search. They will run parallel, but you may need that additional support to help get you through the trauma or through the loss and as you try to make that career change.
I have a exercise that I put clients through. It's called the fear exercise, which stands for false evidence appearing real. Comes in stages 3 and 4. And it's dealing with the anxiety, the confusion, this discomfort. Are those real or are those just emotions? Fear, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. So it's breaking that down. And then what are you going to do about that? And it's addressing that. And so it's the idea that these things can be segmented, they can be addressed and dealt with, but you can't really be successful until you move through them. And you have to move through them. I see so many clients who jump from loss to discovery and miss those important steps in between in dealing with the feelings that they're having and understanding what those are, what those are driving them to do and not to do. Some people seize up, as you know, and they get fearful and nothing happens. And then some people just go frenetic and do everything and they don't really know what they're doing. It's a process and you have to go through the process, right?
Yes, I totally agree.
Well, folks, we've spent a wonderful few minutes here today with Denise Hemphill talking about some of the challenges of job and career transition. Denise, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.